Alexander, Sally.
He's coming in. He'll be... Oh, here he is. And here's Alexander. Did you bring the gloves?
Hello, Sally. Yeah, here they are. Oh, it's you, see. I didn't think you'd show up.
Yeah? Well, I didn't think you would either.
If you want to back out, it's still all right with me.
Oh, no, we all want to see how it's done. Oh, I'll bet it's fun.
It won't be fun for Alexander.
Oh, is that so, little boy?
You don't think I'm Polyphemus the Giant.
Now, Alexander Vito, remember this is just a show. You're not to hurt each other.
Okay, don't worry about me. Watch your elephant ears here.
I'll make you eat those words in a minute, silly Cecil.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, all right again.
Now, Alexander and Cecil, remember, you're gentlemen. Don't talk that way.
Okay, Sal, I won't say anything. Let Alexander do all the talking. It won't be for long.
You're a funny fellow, Cecil. I came near smiling.
Cecil, I don't know much about this, but you'll need a judge, won't you?
You mean a referee?
Yes, someone to say who won. You know, just like in tennis or baseball.
Do any of these girls know anything about it?
No, I'd kind of like to be the judge if I can.
Oh, all right. But I'll have to tell you what to do.
Oh, I know what to do. When it's a strike, I'll call you out.
Look, Sally, do you know what a foul is?
Yes, it's a turkey or a chicken.
No. Look, a foul is if Alexander hits me below my belt. Right here, see? That's a foul. And if he does, he better start running.
Oh, not a foul? Huh? Well, imagine that. What else?
And look, it's no fair clinching. That's holding arms or anything.
And there's no fair biting each other. You won't bite each other, will you?
Oh, don't worry about that. And we have rounds, see?
Oh, yes, I know that. I listened to the radio once.
Wait, how many rounds do you want to make it, horse face?
As many as you want, chicken liver.
Don't you call me chicken liver.
How long is a round? Until you go around the room once?
No, Sally. Now keep your eye on the clock and make it about a minute.
Well, what do I say when the round's to stop? Shall I just yell King's X?
Have you got a bell?
There's a dinner bell on the dining room table.
Well, that'll have to do.
Oh, Francis, yeah? Will you and Sybil get the bell off of the dining room table, please?
All right. Okay.
Now, Cecil, you and Alexander aren't going to hurt each other, are you?
You won't feel it.
That's a good joke.
Now, will you stop when I ring the dinner bell?
Alexander won't be able to hear it.
Is that so? The only thing you'll be able to hear is little birds chirping.
And please, Alexander and Cecil, don't knock over any furniture.
You better move it all back against the wall, Sally, and tell all those girls to stay out of the way.
Should I draw a ring around? Don't they always have rings?
The carpet will be the ring, and we won't get off of that.
Who told you to make up the rules, silly?
Oh, go chase a rabbit.
Are those the gloves, Alexander?
Yeah, honey, here they are. Here's mine, and here's Cecil's.
Oh, thanks. Here's Cecil, here's your pair.
Okay. I don't even like to borrow Alexander's gloves, but he'll get them back, one on each ear.
Oh, that's right. No hitting in the face.
Oh, no, listen, son, we've got to hit each other.
No, I won't let you do it. Remember, this is a meeting of girls, and you're not to get rough.
Oh, but, Sally, they always hit any place.
Don't worry, Sally. I won't spoil him much.
Very well, then, but don't hit hard. Oh, this is exciting. You're going to teach us something.
I'll teach Alexander to snitch on me.
Oh, well, what if I did say something? You were in the cash register.
Oh, is that any of your business?
Now, Cecil and Alexander, remember, this is a party.
Here you are, Sally. Here's the dinner bell. There was this one, and then there was this one, and this one.
Oh, that's fine. Thank you. Will you all push all the chairs back now, please?
All right.
Well, let's get to our corners, then.
Alexander, you go over and put on your gloves.
Oh, sweetness. So long, chump.
Oh.
All right, Cecil. I'll go over here with you and tie your gloves on.
Okay.
Flossie, will you and Sybil tie Alexander's gloves on?
Oh. Now, listen, Sally. If you're the referee, don't let him pull any funny stuff.
Oh, both of you be funny, Cecil. The girls will like you.
Never mind. All right, they're tied. Now, come on, let's meet in the middle and you say go.
Come here, Alexander. Time's hard. All right, now.
Here, I guess I ought to shake hands with you.
Don't strain yourself.
All right, are you both ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, get that. One for the money, two for the
Sally, no, don't do it that way. Ring the bell.
Oh, that's right. I'll ring the little one. All right. One, two, three, go.
All right, you big jump, you will call me that one.
Don't hit hard now. Everybody stand back. Cecil, don't hit hard, I said. Well, Alexander, hit Cecil in the eye. Hit him, Cecil. Oh, Alexander, I told you not to hit Cecil in the face. Now look at his nose. He's bleeding.
Oh, make him stop. Stop being crazy. I don't like that.
Cecil, why did you let Alexander hit you in the nose? You should have hit him first. You